Well, I think it's a chance to drive up the hill in a fast car, getting to see the big crowds and see all the fancy machinery that's around too, and it's just a great event. I've been coming here for a number of years now, and yeah, always enjoy the atmosphere.
You're synonymous with two wheels. What was the reason for going into four-wheel competition?
Well, I've been a fan of motorsport for a number of years. I used to drive track days at the end of my cycling season when I had the odd spare day. And I never thought I'd actually get the chance to do any motorsport properly. So it was after I retired last year, I started racing Radicals. There was a novice race series, the SR1 Cup, and I had a great time doing that. And then with Nissan's partnership with the Olympic Games and the British Paralympic Association, the British Olympic Association, there was an opportunity there to get on board and help them out with their programme. And alongside that, there was a motorsport opportunity too. So I've been racing in the British GT series this year, having a fantastic time, really, really enjoying it. And the kind of ultimate aim is to go on to Le Mans in 2016.
Well, by the sounds of it, you may well have retired from two-wheel sport, but as far as four-wheel sport is concerned, you know, there's still a burning ambition to be competitive and do something.
Well, absolutely. It's not a replacement from my cycling, but I think it's just having something that I can really enjoy and have a passion for. And you know, I still cycle for fun and for fitness, and I've got my own range of bikes that I work on. So cycling will always be part of my life, but motorsport is a hobby which is taking over now, really.
Well, that's some ambition, though, to race at Le Mans.
Yeah, I went out there for the first time to see it live a couple of weeks ago, and I was just absolutely blown away by it. You know, I've definitely got the bug. You know, I've seen it on TV many times, but I think it's until you actually witness it firsthand, you don't really appreciate just how impressive it is.
And as far as being a supreme sportsman, do you feel that adapting to that sort of challenge is going to be difficult?
Oh, it's going to be very difficult, yeah. It's a huge challenge, and I think, you know, I'm in the right place to do it, though, because I'm with the Nissan team, with the GT Academy, and they're experts at bringing through novices to sort of expert level. So, you know, they take PlayStation gamers, and you look at Jan Mardenborough. He won the GT Academy in 2011 and never driven on a racetrack before. Within 2 years, he was on the podium at Le Mans. So if anybody can do it, Nissan can. So, yeah, I'm hopefully in the right place.
And looking forward to the Commonwealth Games later this month. You must be quite proud of the fact that you've got the velodrome named after you.
Oh, very proud, yes. It's amazing. It's a huge honour. And I think we're all really excited up in Scotland that the Games are almost here. I've been talking about it for a number of years now. And, yeah, it's just very exciting that we're almost ready for the opening ceremony.
No doubt you'll be fitting the Commonwealth Games into your busy schedule.
Oh, see, yes, I'll definitely be there. I'll be there for the whole duration, really. I'm working for the track cycling, so I'll be doing some of the punditry for that with BBC and watching lots of events, and there in the background with the Scottish team as well, doing a bit of mentoring. So it's going to be an exciting few weeks.
Do you still have the urge, the itch to go back to competitive bike racing?
Oh no, I think I'm past it now. Yeah, your body's only got a certain shelf life, and I think I stretched mine right to the limit, made it to London, and it would have been lovely to continue on to the Commonwealth Games. But yeah, I think you've got to be realistic, and when your time's up, you know, you accept it and you move on.